County officials say the sheriff didn't go through the proper channels when he accepted an urban assault vehicle, also known as a Bearcat, as part of a Homeland Security grant. County Board Chair Steve Doyle says it should have had supervisor's approval instead of just his signature on the grant application, since it will incur additional cost to the county for things like insurance. County Administrator Steve O'Malley says the country has mixed up priorities.
While they're cutting domestic spending in Medicaid, Medicare, food stamps, in virtually every program area that we serve, we've got a state imposing a property tax freeze, yet we can get enough money through OJA and the federal government for a tank that we even have a debate about whether or not I have the proper resolution or whether or not some member of the public can see it.
O'Malley is referring to the Sheriff Department's original contention the public couldn't see it because it might help a terrorist figure out how to disable it. Supervisors say constituents are giving them a lot of flack over a $180,000 vehicle for which the county has little use. Supervisor Don Bina says the county has egg on its face.
And if we aren't going to use it, I'd suggest we take some money out of our budget and transport the thing to our Unalaska Guard, which is over in Iraq, and let them use it. Either that or we'll put a snowplow on the front and we'll plow roads with it this winter.
Meanwhile, O'Malley says he'll discuss options with Corporation Council so supervisors can decide what to do with the Bearcat. It's one of six awarded counties around the state, including La Crosse and Eau Claire. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.